West Tigers fans, our boys are heading out to Campbelltown Stadium for the first time this year. The three of us will be out there. We hope you will be too. Let's pack the stadium at Campbelltown and hopefully the West Tigers can get a win over the Dragons. And let's preview that game tonight on the West Life podcast. Welcome into another episode of the West Life Podcast. I am your host, Josh Barnett. Please give us a follow at West Life Pod on Instagram and Twitter if you use those social media outlets and in the profile. Or if you go to westtigers.com.au, you'll find a link which will send you to our link tree and you'll find everything on there, including our YouTube channel. If you're able to go in and subscribe, turn notifications on. That's basically half our audience now watch us on the video. It makes all the pretty pictures that I spent a bit of time making up, and makes it all worthwhile. And had a compliment last weekend that people actually enjoy watching the show now. So if you an audio only, give the YouTube a crack. If not, just subscribe. We really want to get the subscribe numbers up to 1,000. Also in that link, you'll find our Patreon. Shouts to we had two new Patreon subs this week. Let me find them. I'll get their names up. And also, if you can, what am I leaving out here? Oh, we are presented, of course, by Holman Barnes Group. The best place to watch the game, if you're not heading out to Campbelltown, is, of course, at West Ashfield. So very warm welcome on the Patreon too. We had two newbies, if I could. Quickly to Michael and to Jackson. Welcome, guys. Two newbies this week. They jumped in the Discord, joining in on all the fun. One man who loves very much having fun online is Mr. Thompson. How are you this evening?
G'day, Josh. G'day, Rob. G'day, everyone listening. I'm pretty good tonight, mate. Weather's cooled down a little bit, so I'm all rugged up with a jumper on tonight with the Westlife polo over the polo over the top of it. So bring it on the show.
Yep, I'll have to get my West Tigers Udi out of the the cotton on version is. I bought it during lockdown. Basically lived in that thing during lockdown to the point that it started to stink quite a bit and the missus had to wash it. But it is definitely cooling down. It'll be a brisk morning tomorrow, I hear. One man, there's no cooler man than this man. He's got a fresh haircut in the red room. Mr. Bashara, how are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Josh. How are you guys? Good evening, everyone. Apologies for having to do this preview a day early. I'm going away for a few days and you wouldn't give me the night off, so here we are doing it on Tuesday night, and looking forward to it.
No, we're happy to move around. I'm sure everyone will forgive you, and to whoever, I'm not sure if you want to say whose wedding it is, but whoever it is, congratulations to them. Hunter Valley seems to be a great place for a wedding. My brother, if you're listening, he's getting married there later this year. My wife's cousin got married there a year or two ago. My auntie and cousins. Yeah, it's a great, great spot. So, safe driving up the M1 to the beautiful Hunter Valley for that. Righto. Bit of news. Oh, of course, I did a bit of promo already, but of course, West Ashfield, if you're not heading out to Campbelltown, check out West Ashfield on the big screen like I did last week for the Dolphins game. You can try the new Bellagio Italian restaurant or Shanghai Knights, the Chinese restaurant, and have yourself a good feed and watch the footy on the enormous TV screen. Even my son loved it. You couldn't believe how enormous that TV, or I guess it's a projector screen, was. It's the best place to watch the game. And also to our friends at Chase Bet. So Rob Sidamas, you'll do your tips. We've got Rob Sidamas, a bit of a bet of the week later on, and we'll give you on fire with the horse bets as well. So if you go to that link at westtigers.com.au, smash the purple button, sign up, and head into the Chase Bet. Sign up if you haven't already. Send them a little message on the little chat function and say you're from the Westlife, and the boys from Chase Bet, they will look after you. I've of course have to bring up the number, which I always forget to do because I don't want to get sued or have the government on me. Rob, can you talk about maybe a little teaser for your Rob Sidamas tip later on?
Oh, well, firstly, for anyone that did listen, you know, to my tips last week, the best bet did no good. It came fourth, but we got Chain of Lightning up at 23-1, which was really good. And we had a same game multi on the Cowboys with Murray Tuolungi, Tom Dearden, and I'm just trying to think who the other one was. Name escapes me. Kyle Labor. Was it Zach Labor? Whatever his name is. He got injured. We got two out of three anyway. So, but we did have a 65-minute sweat for Dearden to try and score a try. Yeah, but I'm gonna put you guys onto the US Masters this week. And I really think I got a couple of absolute good long shots. So we'll talk about that a bit later.
We sure will. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. I'll hopefully remember that by the end of the year. In West Tigers news, literally, we've said this a few times, since Richo's taken over, there's just not much in the news to talk about. Obviously, it's only 24 hours since we last went on air as well. That doesn't help either, but not much leaks from the club. So literally the only bit of news I could find is that Adam Reynolds this evening has come out. He's targeting, literally come out and said he's targeting a return for when the West Tigers take on the Broncos in a couple of weeks' time. As we joke about this, how big name players always come back for Tigers games. And I think this might be a first. Usually it's a surprise. It's not like a player to come out and say, I will be back when we play the West Tigers. It's almost starting to sound like it's rigged against us.
It does seem that way at times, and you're right, we do joke about it, but it seems to be an all too common occurrence these days. I've got some traumatic experiences or traumatic memories of games where players have come back from like long-term injuries in games against us. I think probably the one that stands out the most to me was the return of Josh Hodgson when he was still playing for Canberra. He came back from an ACL injury. I forget what year it was, but he came back from his ACL injury and absolutely tore us to pieces at Campbelltown. It was an absolutely fantastic display by him and brutal, terrible defense by us. And yeah, it just seems to keep happening. Like, we're expecting it next week with Nathan Cleary as well. And yeah, it just almost every time it could possibly happen, it happens. And it's the same thing with suspensions. Players tend to have a habit of coming back from suspensions against us too.
Yeah. It might be, maybe we're just crazy, but yeah, it does seem like a pretty regular occurrence. I didn't know about the Cleary one next week. Is he looking for a Bathurst return? Is he?
100%. He's locked and loaded, ready to go.
He would. There was an article saying he could have played against Manly on the weekend, but they decided to just play it a little bit more cautiously with him, give him the rest for that one and over the bye, their bye this weekend. And yeah, come back to play in Bathurst.
Maybe they're sick of losing to us. Fair enough. right. We'll get into the preview. I told our special guest to jump on about now-ish, but as we'll go through the West Tigers team first, you want to run through the team list for Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. at Campbelltown Stadium. It is 4 p.m., isn't it? I haven't actually got that in front of me.
Yeah, 4
p.m. 5, I think, yeah.
Yeah. I've just got Jay Benz. He's just jumped in. I'll introduce him first. Jay Benz, how are you going? Coming in live from Dapto, New South Wales. How is rugged up? Must be cold down your way tonight.
It's freezing, mate. Absolutely freezing. G'day, Rob, Aaron, Josh. How are you going? Good.
G'day, Jay Benz. Good, mate. How are you?
Good, mate.
Very cold. I got my Bulls jacket on. A bit of a plug there. Biggie Sports. There we go.
Got to get the plugs in wherever you can, eh?
Yeah, that's it. You know, we got a big game, two games back to back on the weekend. So, bowls game.
The movie Cracker Jack's actually a documentary about Josh Bennis. If you've seen it,
yeah. Not like me to fight over a car park, mate. If you know what the movie's about, but you know, happy to argue over a game of bowls.
Right, as run us through the West Tigers team list.
too easy. So Jareem Buller is at fullback with Charlie Staines and Junior Tupou on the wings, Solomona Fa'atape and Justin Olam in the centres, Jaden Sullivan and Aiden Caesar in the halves, Stefano Utoikamanu and David Clemmer are the props with Appy Korosau at hooker, Isaiah Papali'i and Alex Seyfarth is the new second row pair with Fanua Pole at lock. Jake Simpkin comes onto the bench along with Alex Twal, who remains there. Justin Matamua and Asu Kapoa are new additions to the bench as well. Solomon Alemalo is 18th man with Josh Felity, Tony Sukar, Kit Laulili and Brandon Tumuth in the reserves.
Yeah, obviously, plenty of changes, basically forced through injury slash suspension from Lockie Galvin, obviously, as well, 2 weeks ago. Where should we start? Rob, I'll let you pick. What inclusion or change did stands out to you?
There's a couple of inclusions there, Josh. Definitely Seyfarth being, I guess he's going to play left edge. And Seyfarth hasn't been on an edge for a few years now. He was able to play a role pretty well on an edge. I remember he had a great game in Magic Round. I'm pretty sure he was on the right edge that night. So, look, that's an interesting one. And the big one for me is Justin Matamua on the bench. We've heard so much about his potential. He seemed to have been sort of left out in the wilderness. There's a bit of an issue over his defence and his line speed in defence. So he gets a chance, and I really think we're literally at the dregs now. I think you posted something earlier, Josh, where we've got something like between 10 and 12 injuries at the moment. So this is about as thin as we're going to be. I don't think, no offence to St George, I don't think their bench is much better, if it is better than ours at all, from what I saw tonight. But yeah, they're probably the interesting points there. But look, it's just having no Bateman there, no Galvin, that's basically our left edge gone. Samuel Afenu's been just an absolute welcome delight this year. He's provided so much spark when he's come onto the field. So we've got three key outs in particular. Obviously, you know, we don't want Latu Fainu to get hurt, but he hasn't been part of the furniture too much this year. So and the third brother's even out, Sione Fainu, he's still injured. So we're missing quite a few, and it's going to be a very, very tough ask on Sunday afternoon.
So, yeah, shouts to MBWT, what is it, underscore? Is it two underscores or something? His handle on Twitter, he's awesome. Give him a follow on Twitter. Not that he needs it pumping, he's killing it. So he's made a list of all the players out at the moment. So Lachlan Galvin suspended, Brent Naden has a head knock, Latu Fainu hamstring, Alex Lobb failed a HIA, Heath Mason, he's got a hand injury, Talon De Silva has a foot/ankle injury, how do I pronounce his name as the other Fainu?
Samuela,
thank you. Samuela Fainu failed a HIA, Johnny Bateman failed a HIA, Adam Dwayhe obviously is still out with a knee injury, and Stafford Toa out for a while with an ankle injury, and then Sione Fainu with a foot. We could, what is that? 1, 2, 4, 8. So 11, almost a starting side worth of rehab guys. So as anyone.
In saying that though, Josh, if you want to go back to that picture just for a second.
Sure.
For me, so Toa is actually due back in round 8. So that's not too far away. The guys with failed HIAs will be available again next week because it's only 11 days. So in saying that, it's a decent, and obviously we get Galvin back next week as well. So that's a decent chunk of those players coming back into being available next week, or in 2 weeks' time, which is good news for the casualty ward there.
Yeah. Good news for your Dragons, Jay Ben. So they facing a pretty weakened side. We'll get into the Dragons side in a touch. As is there anyone that Rob didn't touch on that you want to, or any changes that you want to mention?
Well, the only other change, I don't remember if Rob mentioned it, was Asu Kapoa coming onto the bench. Obviously, we're a little bit stiff in availability in that, like in the forwards, so he kind of doesn't really have too much of a choice but to be in the team. At this point, I'm still a little bit skeptical about him and his defensive, I wouldn't say ability, but commitment probably. Would be
reads, I reckon, so. Aaron. His defensive reads.
That too.
The guy can tackle, but he just sort of picks the wrong time to shoot up. Like the guy's got he's a great physical specimen, but he just makes so many poor reads.
Righto, Jay Benz, we'll get into your side there. As do you want to read out the Dragons team list?
No worries. So Tyrell Sloan is the fullback with Zach Lomax and Mekele Ravalawa on the wings, Moses Suli and Jack Bird in the centres, Kyle Flanagan and Ben Hunt in the halves, Francis Molo and Hame Sele are the props with Jacob Little at hooker, Luciano Leilua and Jaden Sua are in the second row with Tom Eisenhuth at lock, Jesse Marschke, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin and Raymond Faitala-Marina are the bench, Ben Murdoch-Masilla is 18th man with Christian Tuipulotu, Michael Molo, Toby Couchman and Matthew Feeney in the reserves.
Beautiful. Righto, Jay Benz, how are you feeling about the Dragons so far this year?
Two wins, three losses. I think if you could have offered me that a few weeks out of the season, I'd probably take that, to be honest. New coach, a few new things, you know, new sort of halves combination and with Kyle coming in. It's going to take time. Like, people keep expecting, they're going, oh, you know, what I like is the Dragons have started a few of their games really strong this year, maybe fallen off in the second half a couple of times. So the proof's there that these guys can gel and whatever else. And I think everybody just, I'm in a few Dragons Facebook groups, and if anybody's listening, I just take it easy, guys. Like, just, you know, we all want them to perform, and you can't rush these things. We've all learned it's, you know, premierships come around who knows when, but, you know, just take it easy.
I mean, there's probably not a fan base less passionate than the Dragons one. Obviously, back in the day, there was the whole oust, and yeah, you've always got the best signage fans. The Dragons fans always have the best signage on the hill, but we need to up our game.
Well, they talk about oust, but I tell you what, at least he was in the media speaking up. He probably spoke in the media as more than some of these other guys who run the NRL. You know, at least he was always there sticking up for his team. Oh, that's what you kind of miss that now. It's kind of Ryan sort of missing a little bit sometimes. And, you know, when some of these bigger things, it's just my opinion. But, yeah, Peter was at least had his head in the game.
Rob, what matchups are scaring you? Just to, not to give away our tips early, but you've tipped the Dragons in this one. So obviously a few things you're worried about.
Oh, look, I'm only worried about two things, the left side of the field and the right side of the field. there's their main man's Ben Hunt. You have to stop Ben Hunt, no doubt. Like, if we can just take away a little bit of his time, which is easier said than done, because he's such a great player that he always looks like he's got time. So Ben Hunt is the number one person we have to stop. I'm really impressed with their back rowers. Our former friend, well, he was a former friend of St. George as well before he went back there, Luciano Leilua. Mm. Who's their other second rower? I've just had a mental block.
Jay Sua.
He was in my fantasy team too a few weeks ago. Sua's, like, he was really impressive preseason, and he kind of carried that into the first couple of games. So their second rowers scare me. Moses Suli on Fata'ape really scares me as well. I've got to be honest, guys. Like, that's a you know, obviously Moses Suli being such a big body, we saw how, you know, rightfully Fata'ape struggled with Talakai when we played Cronulla a couple of weeks ago, and he missed something like seven tackles. So I think they'll be targeting Fata'ape. But just generally, I think, as I kind of alluded to last night, I just think if we can keep the Dragons out of our red zone, we'll be okay. But, you know, once they get in that red zone, that their backline movements are so crisp, Hunt runs those block shapes so well. And even, what's his name? I watched the Newcastle game the other night with St. George. Molo, their prop, he was pretty impressive in a losing team. Like, we've got to keep an eye on him, Francis Molo. So, look, they've got enough strike there. But my only concern when I compare both teams is, and you know, we only got 16 points against the Dolphins. My concern keeps coming back to, where do we get our points from? And even though St. George have shown glimpses of where their defence falls apart, I still think they've got four tries in them. And do we have those four tries? I don't know. The boys, if we can get through this week, it's going to be one of our greatest victories if we do. I know St. George aren't flying high, but they beat Manly a fortnight ago, and then Manly turned around to beat Penrith last week. So they are capable of playing really good footy. But, yeah, obviously, to go back to what I said at the start, stop Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt's the best player on the field. Him and Appy are just light years above every other player on the field this week.
Jay Benz, how do you feel about Jacob Little? Obviously, he's Tigers' yeah, until last year, went over to you. It's good to see. I think he's played, stayed reasonably healthy. He always had the issues with injuries when he played for us, but it's good to see. I'm happy for Lids, fellow Central Coastie as well. So how's Jacob Little been for you guys?
I think he's got a lot of ticker, you know. Like, you can't deny the guy. And I think the more time he has with his team, the better. You know, I read something in the news yesterday or the day before, I think it was, saying that the Dragons looking to, you know, with some extra money around this Lomax sort of talk, that they're looking for another hooker and stuff like that. That kind of talk, well, we probably need a bit more depth in that area. You know, I think you just got to give Little the space and whatever he needs. And his work rate's great. Like, you know, the Dragons, the nine has always been a funny one of the Dragons, you know, Dean Young and some of these other guys and stuff. You know, it's, I feel like, might be sound a bit silly, but hooker and lock at Dragons has always had pretty tough heads, you know, and Little, I think, is probably
Nathan Brown.
Yeah. Nathan Brown. I don't know if Little's is, he'll get there, I think, at the Dragons. I think he will, you know. He wasn't terrible for you guys, you know, like, other than a couple of, issues and stuff.
Yeah, so, it was basically health. Like, I rated Lids. Look, he's no Appy Coruscant, but who is?
No, he's not. No.
Once he got a few games under his belt, I felt like he had some really good things. And Jakey Simkin, who's back in our side this week, is kind of in the same boat, in my opinion, as they're just, they're not as good as our number one nine, but they definitely do a job.
Yeah, and he just needs some time. You look, he needs, I like to think of it sometimes, he needs his Damien Cook moment. Damien Cook was, you know, sort of not, you know, super for a while, and then he found his straps, and, you know, now they're kicking him out of the team. Well, I've heard something, you know, so they all have their patches, but he had his time where he was Origin and all sorts of stuff. Little, I believe he's got it in.
No, you pretty much covered what I was thinking there. Just a quick question for Jay Benz. We've heard rumours over the early stages of the week and over the weekend that there's potentially a swap between Tyrell Sloan and Zach Lomax on the cards. Are you reading much into that? Do you think that's a possibility for game day?
I reckon the Dragons are full of stupid decisions sometimes. As much as I love them to death, they're full of stupid decisions. If they do that, it'll make me a bit cranky, to be honest, because Tyrell Sloan, while he might have made a few, you know, they want him to be defensively a little better. He's go back a week or two, he scored two tries, you know, and he's sort of, I don't know. And with Lomax especially leaving, putting Lomax into that role, you're going to take a bloke who said he doesn't even want to play there anymore and ruin a young kid's confidence. That we want to win games, but I don't think we need to win them all right now. I go back to what I said at the start of this when I jumped on, you know, like. Especially this week, you know. Like,
cop the L this week and work on next week.
I think it'll be a really close game. I'm not jumping ahead to my prediction yet, but I'd like to see them leave Sloan alone and just leave Lomax.
Yeah, he's a great player. I rate him. All right, both of them. Lomax, I would have loved Lomax to come play centre for us. But
do you think Sloan would be more of a defensive liability on the wing?
No. Depends. I don't think so. No, maybe because he's just not really. We see him make those mistakes at fullback at the moment, but yeah, I don't know. It's stressing me out even thinking about him, them changing him. I just want him to leave it. So. Just leave it.
Don't blame you.
Jaden Sullivan, Jay Benz, obviously came across to us this year. What were your thoughts on him when he was at the Dragons? He usually played pretty well against us.
Yeah, it's. Dragons is typical of letting players go that end up going really well at other places. You look at Saab and stuff like that. I could rattle off 10 names. They seem to find their feet, or, you know, a few have gone to the – how many have gone to the Tigers? So many.
Yeah. Well, you've got a few of ours as well. There's, what, four? Yeah. Four in this squad.
Decent chunk.
Ex-Tigers.
There must be
well.
Friends behind the scenes. There must be just get on the blower and, you know, what do you reckon? We'll do a few swaps here. Change over. We'll send some your way. You know, I can't imagine the Tigers are enemies.
There like should the be Sharks trades. You should be allowed to trade in rugby
not
league.
Not with the Sharks, though. They can get stuff. I'm not trading with them ever.
Battle of the Beach is alive and well for you.
Because AFL, you can trade. AFL do trades, don't they, Az?
Yeah, they have like a mid-season trade window, I think, which is a few weeks or something. There's a mid-season draft as well. Like, they do a whole lot of stuff over there, and I think most of the American sports leagues do.
Yeah, they all do.
Like mid-season trades too.
Wouldn't that be great to give some of these guys who are, you know, some teams are lacking depth, but some guys won't need game time, like some, you know, more so to be for the younger fellas, I guess, or really older players. Anyway, that's a whole other, you can have a whole podcast on trades, geez.
Yeah, yeah, definitely could. Rob, anything else to add on the either Dragons or Tigers side of things before we get to our tips?
Oh, look, just with the Dragons, I mean, I think it's just Flanagan just trying to sort of wait Sloan up a little bit. Like, he's been great in attack. He scored, you know, multiple tries this year. I think he scored four or five tries, and he's an absolute threat. But I watched that Newcastle game the other night, and some of the kicks that Newcastle put through, he just didn't look like he was interested in putting his body on the line and just diving on the ball on the ground and stuff like that. It was just really basic stuff. Like, I actually wouldn't be surprised if they just swap positions when we have the ball, and maybe because I think Lomax will show what he's shown this series, he's full of effort, even if he is leaving or going to Parramatta or whatever. So, but yeah, I think in attack, Sloan links in really well when Ben Hunt does that cutout pass. And obviously Ben Hunt, we've got to worry about that inside kick that he normally does. Like, Ben Hunt will get the ball on the right side and sort of run diagonally towards the corner post and hook that ball back inside over his shoulder towards the post and Sloan coming through. So I think they lose too much in attack if they put Sloan on the wing. But, you know, maybe this is kind of a last chance to sort of wake him up. But it wouldn't surprise me if they swap places during the game for a little bit.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. That's a really good idea, I reckon, Rob. Thanks for that. I'll ring the Dragons coach in the morning.
That's okay. Just remind him that the game starts at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah. It's very typical.
I mean, as a Tigers fan, it's really hard to take much out of the game the Dragons played on the weekend, considering the conditions. Mm. And it makes it really tough to judge, like, how the Dragons might go this weekend on the backup, especially considering it's a fairly long backup for them too.
Stats man, have you got anything for us? I brought up a few. I'm not sure how big your screen is, Jay Benz, but just the last, basically all the way back until the 2010 semi-final that you and I sat next to each other at. We got you back we're at the one the following year as well. We got you back that year, but usually we're used to seeing a row of L's on these every week for the last few years.
Always been a bit of a bogey team, the Tigers and the Dragons.
Yeah, like you said, it's gone. The last few's gone loss. So you win, us win, you win, you win. Then us four in a row. You got us at Leichhardt 2018. It's bounced around. There's definitely, it's not like us with the Roosters or, I don't know, throw another team out there. There's another, the Eels until last week, although we got them last couple of Easters there. So,
And you look at some of the scores too, like, you know, pretty good. Like, there's a lot of footy going on.
Yeah, they're usually good games as well.
No one's been held to zero.
We usually like to try and draw from your old memory. Any memories of Dragons/Steelers games against the Tigers back in the day?
I love 2005. I'll never forget that. The 2010 preliminary final for the wrong reason. A funny one. We invited a businessman over to our place once upon a time in the late 90s, and it was actually a bank manager, and we were like sorting out some finance or what have you. Mad St. George fan, and Nathan Blacklock does that freaking chip over the top at Leichhardt Oval, regathers the ball and scores, and I just like was just going darker shades of red. I had to go downstairs three flights, go out into the street and just yell F at the top of my voice. And everyone asked where I went. I said, nothing. And, you know, congratulated him on the win after I'd cooled down about 10 minutes later. But that always sticks out because that really burnt at the time. But I'm just glad Mark Gasny is not playing this week, guys. Every time Mark Gasny played against us, Jesus, we must have been his favourite team to play. Like, he just got two tries or set-up tries or flick pass to his winger, and he always tore us apart. Even in the 2005 and following years, he was always very dangerous. So I was kind of happy when he went to France, and I wasn't happy when he came back from France.
Yeah, for sure. My grandfather couldn't stand him.
His little shimmy was too much for the Tigers, I think.
And if I go back a lot further, like in 1983, we hadn't made the semi-finals as a Balmain team for, felt like 1,000 years. It might have been 4 or 6 years. And we qualified for fifth, and we played St. George, and we lost in extra time when it wasn't Golden Point. It was 10 minutes each way, and Slippery Morris just, carved us up in extra time, and that was quite devastating make our first semi-final and lose.
Is that Brett and Josh's dad?
Yeah, it's his dad. Oh, yeah. And over probably 15 metres, he was actually faster than both of them. He was as fast as anyone I've seen off the mark. He was absolutely brilliant.
I thought his dad was... Who's Dragons player's dad they called it's like a priest sort of name. Am I getting mixed up? It was like a father. Someone, wasn't there a St. George player? Someone in the comments might... There was like, it was called like Father something or other. It was like
an era. Father John Coutts in the late 60s, early 70s. But I don't think he was a St. George supporter.
Might be getting my wires crossed up. I'm 36 now. My brain's starting to...
You're getting old, mate.
Starting to go, yeah. As you've been a Tigers fan, 15-ish years now? Any recent memories of Dragons-Tigers games that stand out for you?
Yeah, probably just one. Dad doesn't often come with me to a lot of games, and there's been a whole lot of games over the years I've tried to convince him to come to, and he's got a horrible record of losing them. So the one he went to with me and my brother was round 18, 2018 at Cogra. We got a win there, and I think before the Easter Monday game a couple of weeks ago, that was the only game that I had been to in recent memory with Dad that we had won. So that's probably one of my memories there.
Just looking at the 36-12, when you mentioned Cogra, it triggered. I was at 36-12 back in 2012. So Timmy Moulton was meant to go to the Dragons that year and then reneged on the contract. And that was his first game against the Dragons. And, they absolutely... carved up. I think it's the only game I've been to at Cogra.
I actually rated Timmy Moulton when he was healthy as a player, and then when
he
didn't end up signing, and then he had all those injuries. It was a blessing in disguise, bittersweet for him in a career standpoint. But we all would have loved to have seen him had a great career. But man,
that was cut short. He basically went to Manly and retired. I think it was like 30 because he's. Literally, I played against him as a kid, so he's my age. I think it was 29 or something when he retired. So, shouts to Timmy if you're out there. He's got a successful real estate thing going on in the eastern suburbs or northern North Shore or something. So,
I was pumped for him to come to the Dragons, to be honest.
It's funny. I actually saw him at Terrigal Country Club. I was in the pokey room having a slap. I think it was with my mum or stepdad having a slap in the pokes, and he was standing there. This is literally between seasons, so he was meant to be going to the Dragons at this point. And I remember looking at him, and he—I don't know for whatever reason—he just didn't look. He's a really chirpy, funny sort of guy, and he looked really sad. And at the time, I'm thinking in my head, this guy, like
he was in the pokes.
Who knows?
He might have done all his cash.
He wasn't playing. He was standing behind. I think from memory, he was standing behind his mate who was playing. He wasn't even feeding him. He looked quite just down. And I'm like, in my head, I literally said to mate, I reckon he's going to try and renege. And as soon as something happened, Robert Louis thing happened. So that's how it happened. Robert Louis did what he did, and that opened up the spot and for Moltz to come back. So yeah,
Robert Louis, the Tigers' greatest ever halfback, right?
No. Yeah, he should probably not play in the league again. He goes up the Cowboys and gets another contract, but seems to be a thing with the Tigers. We do the right thing morally, and then another team just snaps them up and gives them a career. But the SCG, obviously, Luke Brooks's debut in 2013. I'm trying to think, was I at that one with you, Jay Benz? I was definitely there.
Yeah, I think you were. I think, and with a couple of your other mates too. I remember the, I can even remember where we parked. I can't remember where I parked for work today, but let alone that. But I remember, yeah, that was a good game, sitting in the sun at the SCG, getting roasted. Absolutely roasted.
Rob on the YouTube said Lord Ted. Yeah, Ted Goulburn. He was Lord Ted. He's the father of Bryson Goulburn.
I think there were three Goodwins, weren't there? Three brothers, yeah. Bryson, yeah. Bronson or something as well, maybe? They all started with B.
I had brothers in my head. Yeah, I got my wires mixed up. Thanks for confirming that, Rob. Righto, speaking of Rob Stradamus for this week, Jay Benz, you gave me one really good horse tip once. So, yeah, hopefully you can come up with one. in the near future. My family still talk about that Friday night. It was Canterbury races that you gave us a hot tip.
I'm trying to think of the horse's name.
It was a Friday night at Canterbury, and it paid literally 46-1 or something. Oh, it was a good one.
I said to Rob,
get on, my mates told me about this horse, get on it. And you back something else, Rob.
The best I got on it, because I was on early, I got $26. Then I think I got $31 just before. But then I got distracted with something else. Told my mate about 3 minutes before it jumped on. Long story short, he goes over there, goes, oh, yeah, puts $20 on it at $46 and wins $900. Didn't even buy me a beer. What a dog.
What a mate.
Oh, $900 in the pocket, didn't buy me a beer.
He's probably a Rabbitohs fan or something, is it?
Nice.
Hey, Benz, I should be getting free dinners for the next 6 months with the tips I've given the last few weeks.
Oh, mate. I'll give him your number. Please text him over, because I've not been doing too good.
What have you got for us? Rob Stradamus, what do you got for us this week?
All right. Obviously, doing the show live on a Tuesday, boys, can't really give you anything horse-wise yet. It's way too early in the week. We will publish something later in the week on the Westlife Twitter page, and I don't know if you can do it on Instagram, Josh. I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, I can do it.
And I'll work out the footy stuff later, because obviously we're doing this show 4 or 5 hours after the team list has been made. But what I am going to do, I'm going to give you guys a leg up to the US Masters and just give you a little bit of a rundown on that. So very quickly, Scottie Scheffler is the hottest player in the world at the moment. Very hard to beat. His biggest problem at the moment is just missing short putts. So if we look away from Scottie Scheffler, I've got two blokes for you in mind. One is Hideki Matsuyama. He's played 9 events this year on the PGA Tour. He's made all the cuts, and I think he's had 3 top 10s and a win, and he'd be something like 20-1. I'd also throw some money on him to make the top 10, so it's a bit like, you know, backing a horse each way. So have something on the win and have him, say, top 10. And this is – the next one is like – I'm actually super keen on this. It's an Australian too, so get on him. Jason Day. He's played 8 tournaments this season. He's made 6 cuts. Out of those 6 cuts, he's had 3 top 10s. Augusta National is actually built for Jason Day. He should have won a green jacket already. He showed a bit of form this year. I think he's going to be right in the mix, and he's something like 70-1 to win the tournament. But even to run top 10, he'd be, you know, probably somewhere between $5 and $7. I haven't looked it up yet, but I think Jason Day is just a ridiculous price. Hideki Matsuyama, obviously, that he's another roughie as well. So get on those blokes, guys, each way. Have a dollar each way on it, and I think you'll have a bit of fun with it. Unlike horses and footy games, this goes for 4 days, so you get a lot more value for your money as well. So it starts Thursday night, so just have something on him if you want to have a flutter before that, and just gamble responsibly.
Yeah, as I get older, I might have been the Masters last year, did find myself. There was nothing else on KO at that time. Put it on, just kind of found myself putting it on in the background with the golf. So yeah, Keenan. Obviously, when there's quite a few, because we were talking about this before we went on air, there's actually quite a few Aussies. Obviously, Cam Smith is up there, so quite a few Aussies up there. So good luck to all the Aussies, especially Jason Day. So as I said earlier in the show, if you go to westtigers.com.au or the link in our Twitter or Instagram profiles, there's a big purple button. Sign up to ChaseBet. You might want to do this, Jay Benz. I heard you typing away then. You're obviously going to ChaseBet to sign up via the buy the link and then shoot them a little message, and they'll say came from us, and boys will look after you. As I said, what's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Right, onto the back to the footy for this week and our tips. So we'll open up the ChaseBet app. See what are the odds doing for this week? So we've all gone Knights up in Newcastle. Up against, who are they playing as? Help me out. What am I?
The Roosters.
The Chookies, yes. Some tough ones. And seeing the Roosters at 245 outsiders, it's weird. Yeah, the Chookies are struggling. So, Az, what are you thinking in this one?
Yeah, so the Roosters opened up as favourites last week, but obviously absolute carnage for them in the loss to the Bulldogs. They did look decent in that, but like the Dragons, it's really hard to take too much out of the Roosters' performance last week, given the conditions they played in. I just think the losses of Sam Walker, Tedesco, Dom Young, there's so much there that they're losing. They're throwing players in other positions where they are capable, I will admit. But I think the Knights, in the form they're in, also at home, expect Kalen Ponga to have an absolute blinder in this one, I'd imagine. I've gone with the Knights for that reason.
Hard to beat at home. What are you thinking in this one, Jay Benz?
The Knights, yeah. It was pouring with rain, you know, but I just think that, yeah.
Robert.
Roosters are crap.
Any thoughts on this one?
Look, Roosters have got a lot of depth, guys. I'm not writing them off, but I'll go Knights in a tight one. But Manu at fullback, I mean, they bring Michael Jennings in. I think he's got his 300th game this week. Like, I mean, he's 35 years of age, but he can play a role. So they're going to be competitive. They're going to be really upset, you know, with that bad performance against Canterbury. But I think the Knights have just got a little bit too much going for them. And, I'll be hoping Jacko has a big game.
Former Zach Docker-Clay from former... I don't think he never played first grade for us, did he? Zach Docker-Clay has?
I don't think so. I think he played reserve grade, and that was probably about it for Zach.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on. We've all tipped the Sean Bloor-led Melbourne Storm over the Doggies. They're heavy favourites down there at Amy Park, 6 p.m. Friday. Anyone got any reasons to think the Doggies are a chance in this one?
I don't think they're a chance, but it was either last year or the year before that the Dogs pulled up a big upset in Melbourne. So they have done it before, but they've got a few injuries too. I think they had to move Crichton to fullback this week, their star centre purchase. So their forwards are still a bit weak for me. I think Melbourne easily.
Sean Bloor, 375 to score a try.
He played well last week too. Very well.
He did.
Cool. Yeah, I told you. Broncos, we've all gone the Bronx over. Sorry, I was just looking at
I'm going to pick the Doggies.
Really?
You reckon?
Yeah, they beat them last year too, you know. And yeah, like,
it was a really good performance last year by the Dogs in, I think it was round two.
Yeah, and they're going off the back of a win. They beat them the last time they played them. They couldn't go in any more confident.
Broncos, Dolphins, it's not really. How many derbies can Queensland have now? I suppose every other week there's a
too
there's
bloody
a
many.
The real question should be how many Friday night games do they bloody get?
Yeah,
just bloody many.
Friday, 8 p.m. Broncos, heavy favourites. Dolphins obviously lost to, was it Dearden?
The Dolphins who played us.
Yeah, no. What player went off? Farnworth went down. So they're $3.20 outsiders. So the Dolphins, any chance in this one?
They normally get up for a derby, but I actually think the Broncos are going to punish them. They got Reece Walsh back this week, he's named anyway, unless they do a late switch and you know, put Tristan Saylor in and drop Madden. But yeah, I think the Broncos are too good. And honestly, I know we lost to the Dolphins, but I wasn't that impressed with the Dolphins. So I actually hope the Broncos can punish them just to make me feel a little bit better for the loss.
Last week. Good old Schadenfreude.
Yeah, I want a bit of revenge. I want a bit of revenge.
We've all gone the Waz against Manly. Yeah, I thought a little bit about Manly because they've shown plenty of glimpses, but the Waz at home, yeah, I'll pretty much tip every week this year. Manly, when Turbo's with Met, fit, I think Manly's always a chance, but we're all going Waz. Anyone got any thoughts on this one?
This is honestly the game that I think, other than ours, is closest to a 50-50. Manly are definitely capable. Obviously, they knocked off Penrith last week at home. This is obviously a much tougher road trip, but the Warriors seem a little bit more susceptible than they did last year. I think Manly are very much capable of pulling off the upset here. But like you, I've gone the Warriors based on the home field advantage. I don't know if this one has sold out yet, but so far, all three Warriors home games have been sellouts, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one makes it 4 from 4. The crowd down there really gets tries to help get their team over the line, and I think that's going to play a part in this one. But yeah, Manly are definitely capable of pulling this one off.
We've all gone Cowboys, who are playing at Parramatta, who are $2.35 outsiders. So this one, I was tempted Parra at home. Obviously, still no Moses. They dropped Sivo as well. So, yeah, I mean,
and young Blaise Talangi too.
Yeah, so Parra, I don't know. The vibes don't seem overly good at Parramatta. So we've all gone Cowboys. What are your thoughts on this one, Jay Benz? You've always had a bit of a soft spot for the Eels.
Yeah, I don't mind the Eels. I think that they're going to have a really poor season, to be honest. I think that they just, I don't know. I kind of like, you know, I was happy to see them get in the grand final the year before last and whatever else, but I don't know. Poor old Brad, I think, is going to lose his job at some point. Yeah. And, you know, the thing that could have been with that side, they probably should have won a comp by now.
Oh, well.
I know you love
that. Yeah, fuck them. We've all gone Sharkies, heavy favourites. South Sydney Rabbitohs. Speaking of teams that I don't like that are in the doldrums. Yeah, the bottom of the table, $3.20 outsiders at home. Whew, man, the coach on the chopping block, Latrell Mitchell, yeah, he's all over the shop this year. Rob, any thoughts on this one? We've all gone Sharkies.
Well, this was I've said it a number of times, this is my hot tip for who was going to miss the eight, and it was South. I didn't expect the coach to get sacked or about to get sacked so soon. But yeah, I think Sharkies will put a number on them. But look, at least South have put a couple of young blokes in there that'll give them a bit of energy. But South's problem all year has been their forwards. And Cronulla's got a good pack. And I'm sure South will come out firing early, but, you know, missing Latrell, dropping Cookie, a couple of other, you know, names that are out. I just don't know how they get up for this. They're a club in crisis right now. So, yeah, Cronulla, I think that's a pretty sure thing this week.
Yeah,
I do like your tip for the Rabbits to miss the finals, Rob, but I had a feeling you probably didn't have them this far down the ladder at this point of the season, did you?
I've got to be honest. The reason I thought they would miss the 80s, I thought they'd lose their first three games because they actually had a really tough first three games. Like, who did they have? They had, I think they had Manly,
Brisbane and the Roosters, the other three Vegas teams.
And the Roosters, yes. And I just thought, you know, if they get off 0-3, they fell apart at the end of last season. I just didn't like the way they finished the season. They went from first mid-year to missing out the finals. There's obviously something drastically wrong there. So that was my reason for that. But at the same time, I really thought Parramatta was going to be top four. And I think it just goes to show, it doesn't matter whether you're the best team in the comp or the 17th best team in the comp. We saw Penrith lose to Manly without Cleary. And we can see how Parra are travelling so badly without their halfback, Mitchell Moses. It's so important to have a really good halfback, guys. And you know, we're, even though we've only won a couple of games, you know, 2 out of 4, Aiden Caesar's providing a really good generals role for us. So every team needs a halfback. You take that, you put Mitchell Moses in there this week, and I'm tipping Parra. Like, that's the difference between, they've got a pretty good team. Their forward pack's amazing. So they're just, problem is they've just got too many running players. I think Arce will actually help. I thought Dejan Arce was really good in a couple of games he played last year. And he'll play a bit more like a seven, even though he's got the number six on his back. So they might be a puncher's chance. And the Cowboys have showed a lot of mixed form. Like they looked like they were going to get, you know, thrashed by St. George. They end up thrashing St. George. It's a really tough comp, guys. If you don't show up every week and you don't have your best players, you're going to struggle. But back to Cronulla. I've digressed. Cronulla will win easily.
I'm just looking at Chase Bet, the futures top eight, Rabbitohs $2.75 to win the comp, $41 to win the comp, as are Parramatta. So
I think today they're thinking about, like, there's a talk of Jason goes, they bring Wayne back. I'm like, this is like weekend of Bernie's. This is like weekend of Bernie's, honestly. Wayne's just scum back everywhere. I just don't understand.
Josh, did we have a question on Facebook about South? I could have sworn I saw something earlier, but I could be wrong. Did someone post a question?
On our Facebook page,
like on the live chat.
As in tonight on the show.
As in tonight, yeah, on the show.
Can you see the scroll as I move on to, obviously, our game is.
I just thought I saw Rob something.
Here it is. Yep. Ashton's said, "Hey, Rob, should the club be interested in Latrell and Cody from Souths if they're unwanted?"
Did you want to answer that, Josh?
We can't afford them anyway.
No, well, Cody's nearly mid-30s, so like it'd be a no on Cody. Latrell, if he wanted out of the club, and we're interested in playing in the centres, I think, you know, someone like Benji would actually be really good for Latrell. So I'd definitely be interested in Latrell, but obviously, you know, he wouldn't be coming on fullbacks money. So that could be one. And I know Latrell met with South management today, so something's going on there. So if he's available, like, we could possibly be a destination if the Tigers are interested. Obviously, we might not have enough money. We've got to upgrade.
Yeah, we've got to pay all our kids. Galvin. Yeah,
we've got to look after our kids. But remember, Latrell's only 26 or something like that, so he's got another.
We also don't need a fullback anymore.
No, but we'd get him as a centre, maybe. Mm. He had an Origin one year when Turbo got three tries. I think Latrell scored a try and had like 12 tackle busts or something stupid like that, and a few try assists, and he was an absolute machine. So if you can get Latrell's head in the right place, he's the most explosive player in the game. So, I definitely take him as a centre, but again, he needs someone to get his head in the right space. And Benji's very much like Wayne Bennett, and, you know, I think they're both, Latrell and Benji, are good golfers. So it might be something where you never know, mate. Yeah. Maybe Latrell comes to the Tigers.
Getting a golf membership.
Bloody oath. Get him over. let Benji show him some love.
I have no doubt that Latrell wants to win a comp at Souths. Does he ask you guys, do you think he suffers the thing of he won two comps so pretty easy at the Roosters back-to-back so early in his career? It kind of, you know, the thirst to want to win a comp, I'm not questioning his ability or his, you know, his dedication. I think so. A lot of the people are too bloody hard on him sometimes, but, you know.
I agree they're too hard, Jay Benz, but there was one moment last week I saw in the game against New Zealand where I think I might have mentioned it on Twitter. Jack Whiten got the ball. I think it was the first half. Jack Whiten got the ball, and if Latrell wraps around from Whiten's right to his left, there's an overlap and it's on. You can see Whiten gesturing to him, and Latrell just stood still like a statue. And I just thought, Latrell's not interested today. And I love Latrell. And I don't think South's problem, like on field, it's not Latrell. Their forward pack absolutely sucks. They're getting rolled by every team. If your biggest problem is your fullback, there's an issue, because you don't even have to get through the front line. Like, it's the front line that's killing South. They've got no go forward. They're not giving – Cook can't run off the back of their pop gun pack. The only one that's really having a go there is Cameron Murray. And they just look like a club that's not happy. And I just don't know how, like, if the Tigers are going bad, why would I blame Jareem Buller? Like, you know, last year we came last and Jareem Buller was our player's player. Like, he was the best player we had. I just don't think everything's on the fullback. It's got the rest of the team has to be accountable. Cody's certainly not playing well this year. I love Cody Walker as a player, but he's been absolutely awful this year. And he's literally one of my favourite players to watch when he's off his angry pills and not trying to cause little fights with everyone. He's a fantastic player to watch, but I haven't seen him create anything this year there. And that's two of their star players, but the bottom line, their forward pack is hopeless. And until they fix their forward pack up, I actually think they'll be bottom four. I can't even see them, you know, finishing around 9th or 10th.
They've been battered by injuries as well.
But like who? They're missing Campbell Graham. I can't think of any other massive name. They dropped Ilias, and Ilias broke his leg last week. I really don't know any other big names. Like AJ was missing last week.
Jai Arrow, is he the other one who's been injured?
I think he's only been missing the last week or two. I don't know. I just don't think they've had any, like Latrell's obviously suspended now for 3 weeks. Cody's been there all year. I don't know. They just don't look like a team that wants to defend anymore. That they can still score points, but they just don't tackle.
Watch them have a blinder against us. When did we play South as? Not for a while, is it?
Not for ages. Not until like mid late July.
They'll probably
like round 20 or something.
Yeah, that's annoying. Righto, on to obviously the match we're all anticipating. 4 o'clock Sunday arvo. As and I've tipped boys. Rob, you've tipped the red and white.
Yeah, look, again, if we had Samuel Afenu, John Bateman and Lockie Galvin, I think we would win, but it's never going to be easy, and I don't think St. George will win easily. I think it's going to be a really tough game. It's just so huge for us, this game, and obviously it's huge for St. George, who are sitting 2 and 3. I keep coming back to, where do we get the points from? So I don't know. I hope we win. I know by Sunday, 4 o'clock, I'll be revved up to the max and believing we can win. And I still believe we can win. I just think St. George are going to win. And that, you know, I think Campbelltown deserves a victory too. So I'm hoping I'm wrong, but it's just we're literally down to the thin part of the squad. And I would have thought, even though I've got no faith in Kapoa, I would have thought Kapoa would have started over Seifarth. So I'm also concerned. Does that mean Kapoa might not get any minutes at all, and we're going to run with a 16-man bench? But look, one thing I will say, guys, look for Appy to play a little bit of halfback during this game. I think Jake comes on. I think Appy will get into the halves a little bit and do a little bit of organisation as well, and maybe Sullivan will have a rest.
Might just put a bit of money. I've done it every week. It's got to hit eventually. Put money on Appy to score a try. I'll just slap a little bit on the chase.
I think this is the week Appy or Steph scores a try. I think if Appy can do the things that Appy does well and be that really deceptive bloke around the try line, once he gets a couple of blokes off him, if there's a big guy steaming through, someone like Stefano, then yeah, I think Steph or Appy could score this week. And honestly, we're going to be really relying on Appy this week. I don't think our back line's that crash. So we need Appy to be the best player he can be this week. And he is that most weeks anyway.
Steph's $29 first try. That's not bad. I just threw a couple of bucks on that. I like that. It's obviously got to happen in his first stint. Right, Jay Benz, I hope you like the I did an Illawarra Steelers logo for that. You. Yeah. What are you thinking?
When I was thinking about this on the drive home today, I was actually thinking probably Tigers by a try, to be honest. But I'm sort of more swinging towards the Dragons now. Actually, going through the team list, having a look and thinking, you know, Flano's had a few weeks now to try and, you know, get in Bird's head, you know, talk to Lomax. I hope they leave him. I'm just going to assume they leave positions as they are. You know, I think Sloan, you know, even the chat or the, you know, there are a couple of news articles of Sloan getting switched and stuff like this, I think will put enough in him. Campbelltown, pretty good track there. So I think the Dragons will, as I said, I had a different opinion, but I think they'll maybe do it by about 2 tries. But because I look at the bench too, like a pretty big bench for the Dragons. Like, you know, you pull Laurie off, DeBellin can get in there and, you know, rip heads off. And I just think they got a pretty good tank, DeBellin as well. You know, he can play 80 minutes any other game. Laurie maybe not, but, you know, that's not his role. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Dragons will be too good. I think you look at the Lomax to maybe play the best game he's played all year. Like, you look at, like, an F1 driver, they start to see him winning races when you don't have a contract. And, you know, he's literally playing for hundreds of thousands of dollars at the moment. because he's not getting 850, 875 Parramatta. I'll tell you that much. He'd be lucky to get 600 or 500 there. Why he's doing that, I have no idea.
Well, I hope he does it.
Jay Benz, are you confident that Jack Bird will play?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
Because he looked really bad when he came off the other night.
Yeah, I think you'd be right, mate. If he's, I've seen his old man around the Illawarra, and he's the tough buggers, mate. He'll play. I think you'll play. It did look pretty bad, but he got up and stood on the thing, got back up and was keen to go again. So I think if he's keen, then he would have probably. I dare say he probably won't train too hard this week. I haven't done any research on that, but Birdie's got enough experience that, you know, he's had enough of his career on the bench, you know, on the sidelines injured. He'll be wanting to play.
On the off chance that he doesn't play, who would St. George put in his place?
Oh.
Would it be Lomax to centre and then bring in a winger?
Yeah, they might even flick Fee-Guy in there and mix it all around a bit. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too keen on. I'm keen to leave Lomax on the wing as much as I can. With it, you know, yeah. I don't want him stuffing around with that. But
fair enough.
You could see maybe bringing Fee-Guy in, maybe something like that.
Okay,
it's not ideal. You know, I'm not bagging on Fee-Guy, but yeah,
I've made a career on Fee-Guy's opponents the last couple of years. I wish you had 13 of those blokes. I do not rate them. They're probably really nice guys, but geez, they can leak a try.
Yeah, I have seen that. Being a fan myself.
Just a question for you, Az, but I'm looking it up as well. We mentioned it on last night's show, but last time we won at Campbelltown, and look, we've said this and preached this for a while now. Get out to Campbelltown on Sunday, vote with our feet. That we want to keep these suburban grounds. The three of us will definitely be out there. Rob, I know we're planning even getting to Legsy beforehand to get a feed at the.
Last time I was at Campbelltown Nova was like I was a third wheel in one of your first dates with your now.
It was, wife, yeah. Gosh. It was, yeah. 20. That was the 2015, yeah.
Maybe wouldn't have even been your first or second date, right? Or second or third or something.
Actually, funny enough,
it was pretty early on.
It was about the fourth football game we've been to. Our first game that Nicole and I went to, because we started dating during the semi-finals of 2014. So obviously the Tigers were done.
Yeah, true.
So she had a good 6 months of no West Tigers footy. So that's probably why she.
I can imagine how stressed she would have been.
Yeah, so I didn't scare her off. The first game we actually saw together was the Souths Roosters prelim at Homebush. That was the first game. And I was annoyed that Souths made the grand final. That was enough emotion for that one. But yeah, I think that was 2015. We beat you guys at Campbelltown. It was our first Campbelltown game. I think it was our first Campbelltown game together.
That was my first ever Campbelltown game, to be honest.
And your last as well? You've been back?
Yeah, I think it's been my last, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think we've played. I think that was the last time.
I've seen some A-League stuff there, but.
I think, yeah, we won 22-4. I think that was the last time we played you guys there. Yeah, we haven't played you guys. That was literally the last time we played there. But I'm just looking. Someone asked when our last win was at Campbelltown.
I can tell you when it was because I already know.
Yeah. All right, Gaz.
Round 6, 2020. So it was during the COVID-affected part of the season with very minimal crowds. It was the Cowboys we beat there. That was our last
That's right. And before, in front of a crowd, it was the Knights the year before when we got Nathan Brown sacked by flogging them.
Yeah. and we set up that do-or-die final round game 2 weeks later against the Sharks.
Last game of the round is the Raiders up against, who are they playing? Is my
Gold Coast
Titans.
Gold Coast Titans. Kick them out of the comp. Bring in the Bears. are the Gold Coast any chance in this one down in Canberra?
I don't think so, guys. I think Canberra are playing too well. Canberra actually have well and truly exceeded my 2024 expectations for them, and they were. I didn't think they'd even put that big a score on Parramatta the other night, and they did. So as long as they don't take the Titans for granted, Titans played pretty well in patches against the Cowboys on the weekend, but No, I think Canberra and Canberra down there. I think if you're in a tipping comp, I think this might be the time to use your joke around if you have anything like that where you get double points. Because if you can get the Tigers, if you get the Tigers St George game right, I think you're a long way to getting a perfect round.
I reckon it's a tough one.
I'll tell you what, guys, just really quickly.
Go.
This is Gold Coast's best chance to get a win before their second bye in round 13. If they don't get the win here, I don't see where they could possibly pick up a win except maybe in Magic Round. Like, I'll run you super quick through their upcoming draw. Manly at home, Warriors away, Storm, and then Storm, Cowboys, both at home on the Gold Coast, and then a home game against the Knights in Magic Round, and then the Broncos away before their round 13 bye. I honestly don't see them picking up a win except maybe against the Knights if they lose this one. So it's very, very dire straits for them.
When do we have them?
Round 15. That's our next Leichhardt game.
Oh, bloody hell.
Beautiful.
Well, it's not beautiful. We're playing now.
If I'm freezing here in Wollongong, you can imagine how cold it's going to be in Canberra. Titans have got no chance.
Canberra. Speaking of Canberra, Jay Benz, how's things looking for Summer Nats for next January? Is Barnsley going to come back?
Who knows, mate? The music's not booked yet, but we've tried to have Barnsley two times in a row. And the first time he blew his hip out doing the Macarena, and then the second time he's blown his heart valve out maybe doing the Macarena again. But we're just glad he's healthy. And if we see him at Summer Nats again, who knows, man? But we tried to get him twice and he's had health issues. So third time lucky, who knows? But they could book someone else. I don't be involved in that department of the business. They kept me well away from that. Otherwise, it'd just be airborne every year.
Oh, so, you love airborne. Shouts to Brocker. One of our Patreons is actually
really?
A guitarist for airborne. Yeah. Well, he filled in on their European tour. Shouts to you, Brocker,
good.
If you're listening. Jay Benz and I. Have we seen Airborne together? We both love Airborne.
We've seen him at the Metro Theatre many years ago.
We did. Yeah, we're both big fans of Airborne.
There's one concert we can remember together. There we go.
No, me vomiting out of a taxi window on that one.
No.
Lower grades. Yeah, it's my younger. I've probably been drunk maybe less than fingers on my hands, and I reckon 9 out of 10 of them were with this guy right here. It's he's a bad influence. Lower grades, just how I was cup. So someone asked earlier why we're not playing before first grade. So I have heard that they're trying to get Lidcombe Oval some funding, very similar to the Leichhardt situation. I think they're trying to get some funding to Lidcombe. So they're trying to play as many games as they can at Lidcombe to hopefully get some funding to upgrade the facilities so the low grades can train out there, like just a few upgrades for Lidcombe Oval. So I think that's why they're trying to play more games there rather than making them play before first grade. I mean, it is a shame. It would be nice to get lower grades playing before first grade, but it is what it is. As in that team list, obviously with so many injuries, the cup side is looking a bit scarce there, with all respects to literally every one of those guys who would absolutely smash me at rugby league. But not looking good for our second grade.
No, unfortunately not. There are a lot of our jersey flag guys playing up in cup at the moment, like you said, because of all the injuries and the call-ups that have had to be made to first grade. So we are a little bit outmatched in like size, for particularly in the forward pack and skill in the outside backs. But there are still some players there who can do a job. I mean, Josh Felity had a pretty solid game against the Bears last weekend, and he's there. And you've got who else was I thinking? Kit Lauli'i is on the bench. Luke Lauli'i is the fullback. I think he's one of the younger ones. Ale Marlow is doing pretty well from what I've heard in his stint in reserve grade. So there are some positive signs there. Obviously, we got the win against the Eels a couple of weeks ago. There's been obviously a few more out since then, like Brent Naden with the head knock, I think it was, that he suffered from Asofa-Solomona. And yeah, so we're struggling down there, but they're ripping in. They're doing what they can. Yeah.
The Dragons aren't they're 2-6. 2-6? No.
2-4.
That can't be right. 2-4. Well,
2-3, probably. I think it's only been 5 rounds.
It says 2-6. Oh, I'm looking at now. I'm looking at Harold Matz. Wrong comp.
Oh.
New South Wales. Knock-on effect. It always confuses me watching. Because I'm an idiot. No, the Dragons are 6 in cup, so they're 2-2. 2-2 with a bye. So
gotcha.
Mid-pack. Jersey Flegg, they are playing at Lidcombe Oval before cup, so they're at midday. So at least if you go to Lidcombe Oval, you get a couple of games back to back. Yeah, any names in there as yeah, they're looking a bit, because obviously they've still got a few players, yeah, as you said, coming up into the cup, and then a few obviously the Harold Matz boys have got the semi next week as well. So
yeah, so I only recognize two names in that squad, the number 3 Solomone Salkuru and the number 10 Chris Fagutu. And I think Solomone, I think he might be a training or a development, and Chris may be the same, but they're the only two names I recognize in the Flegg team.
Good luck to Lisa Fiaola girls. They're playing in their semi-final, 12 p.m. at Leichhardt on Saturday. So head out to Leichhardt. Support the girls. Yeah, they're flying the flag. For us, they will play, remind me of the final system of this one, as they're playing to go into the qualifier for the grand final. Is that right?
Yes, so this is 4th versus 5th, I believe. The Central Coast Roosters finished 4th, we finished 5th. And then, yeah, so the winner of this game will play either 1st or 2nd, depending on the result of the other
Steelers
game.
The Steelers came 2nd, so there you go. J-Benz, you're...
And the Dogs were 1st, obliterating absolutely everyone.
Righto, Patreon. I don't think in the last 24 hours has anyone dropped anything in the Discord, but if you want to support the show, patreon.com/WestLife. Anything while I check the Discord, guys? Anything else that we haven't covered?
Not from my end, guys. I'm just looking forward to the game on Sunday, obviously. Getting to the club early, saying g'day to as many people that we know there. And look, I just hope everyone gets behind the team. You know, it's not only important from a premiership point of view, it'd be really nice to just have a big turnout and just show, you know, like, we want to get this MacArthur region going. We need everyone to embrace the West Tigers. So just get out there, win or lose, just, you know, let's have a go, and hopefully the boys can really do us proud this week. And if they can win this week, it'll just be a huge achievement, because St. George are a pretty good team and they've beaten a couple of good teams. So, and we need to beat the St. George's and the Canterbury's of this world if we're to have a chance of making finals, and that's the goal ultimately. So I'm sure the boys will be fired up, and apologies to you, Josh, for Sunday from now, mate, because you're going to need hearing aids on Monday.
I'm trying to convince the wife to take the son out. So, yeah, we've already I had to apologize for some swear words after Cody Nicholson's try. After that penalty last week, I got a stern talking to for the words I said as I stormed out of the room in that one. So he might learn a few words or two on the hill at Campbelltown if we take him out there. Just Shane Colwett said in the Discord, happy Jake Simpkin is in our lineup this week. Gives Appy a break if required. We have to win this. Let's go, boys. Shane, proud Magpies boy. So, yeah, get out to Campbelltown and we'll see you out there. Come get for a beer and a pizza at the club beforehand. J-Benz, thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday evenings, and likewise to all, I think it was 60 or 70 of you that joined us on the stream tonight live. We'll be back to normal days and nights next week. So apologies if any inconvenience caused if you're hoping to settle down on a Wednesday night routine. But yeah, thank you, Mr. Bennis.
I was keen to bring my son up to this game and watch it, but unfortunately, because it rained last week, it means I got to play bowls and a makeup game in the morning. So, you know, you could argue that I could get there in the afternoon. We'll see how the old yeah. body shapes up after 21 ends of, you know, God's finest game, mate. And then we'll see if we can get to
how long is a game of bowls usually take?
A penance game takes about 3.5 hours, something like that.
Jesus.
So it's, you know, I'm playing second in the side this week because we've had a few shift arounds. So it's not a must-win game. We are leading the comp, but it's if we want to stay on top of the comp, you've got to keep winning. So only the top two go through, and it's getting to the pointy end of the season now. We've put in the hard yards, and I need to perform. Otherwise, I'm going to be on the bloody outer. But you know, I'll be right.
All right. Good luck to your balls on Sunday morning. Boys, anything to add before we say goodnight to Big Dog?
No, thanks for coming on, Jay Benz. You did a great job.
Oh, good. Thanks, guys.
And
yep, you've pretty much summed up everything I wanted to say as well. Thanks, Jay Benz, and looking forward to the rematch not too far down the track, actually.
And sorry, I disagree with you about the Titans thing. I just think that camera's too bloody cold, and those hotheads from the Gold Coast, they'll get down there and freeze.
You worried me with the Canterbury one, mate. That was a bit of a hot take. I can see why your punting's been a bit off, mate.
No, mate. Tell you what.
Let's see if that comes back to bite me on Monday.
I'll be checking the Twitter on the weekend before the Saturday. Sure, don't worry. So,
clip this, Josh, just in case it's needed on Monday.
Yeah. It's all out on the internet, so we can always go back to it. Righto. As always, boys. We'll see everyone on Monday evening, hopefully to celebrate a win. Go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Westlife Podcast. Please follow us at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter and facebook.com/Westlife Pod. You can also support and take part in the show at patreon.com/Westlife and give us a subscribe on YouTube and turn notifications on. We'll see you again next time on another episode of the Westlife Podcast.